Crescent, a Chicago-based REIT, on Tuesday reeled in a team managing $4 billion in assets at UBS Wealth Management USA's private wealth unit serving ultra-rich clients, according to an announcement. The 16-person team, led by Michael A. Bober and Etter D. Ventris, joined Crescent in Boca Raton, Florida, according to the announcement. The team also includes advisors Michael MacDonald, William Marino, Sarah Ponczek, and Alex Santos. Crescent's family office approach closely aligns with how we have always believed wealth should be managed, with a comprehensive, long-term perspective that extends well beyond investment management, Ventris said in a statement. At UBS, the team was called the BV Group, according to their former firm website. Bober and Ventris both started with Smith Barney in 1992 and worked at Stilpant Wealth, Stanford Group, and Oppenheimer & Amp Co. before moving to UBS in 2015, according to BrokerCheck. Neither broker immediately responded to requests for comment sent through social media. A UBS spokesperson declined to comment. UBS in May restructured its Florida market as veteran manager Lane Strumloff stepped down. The wirehouse recruited veteran J.P. Morgan, advisor's manager Rick Penafiel, who is based in Boca Raton, to oversee a new South Florida market, and named Tyler Hutchins to run its Greater Florida market. UBS lost at least 27 teams managing $28 billion in assets in the first 6 months of this year, according to an AdvisorHub tally. Those defectors joined firms such as RBC Wealth Management, Rockefeller Global Family Office, and Morgan Stanley, among others. The Swiss-owned brokerage, however, has lured in some recruits. Earlier this month, it landed a team managing $300 million from Morgan Stanley. Crescent, which oversees more than $260 billion in client assets, has also been an aggressive recruiter since it in March promoted former First Republic executive Susie Cranston to CEO. In July, Crescent snagged an advisor managing $600 million from Manchester Capital Management and a team overseeing $1.1 billion from Lazard Asset Management. Show me another major firm that has hemorrhaged this much talent and revenue in the same amount of time and survived. I'll wait. Think of all the hits the rudderless Bismarck took before it sank. They were at four firms averaging 8.5 ERs at each. Jumping for a check over the years and now looking for equity at the end of the partner's run. May be difficult moving UH&W clients to a no-name RIA. I'm going to guess it won't be. These guys are the reason for those UHNW relationships, not UBS. They've monetized beautifully throughout their careers. Kudos to them. I don't think they will have any problem articulating reasons to move, and I wager that they will move the majority of the assets. 4 billion AUM and having moved four times before, only in America.